Hey, Amy Robeson here. Thank you for joining me on this podcast where we talk about spirituality, the awakening process, mental health, and so much more. Join me weekly to get your weekly dose of spirituality and medicine. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I am so excited you are here. I want you to take a moment and think about when you started your spiritual journey. Did you just start it? Did you start it maybe a decade ago or maybe longer? Does not matter when you started your journey whatsoever. What matters is that you're on the journey and you're not meant to compare your journey of when you started or what you've done so far. What is important is that you recognize that it's a journey, and that's crucial. I have so many students that come to me, and it happens both ways. I get the beginner students that are like, but I'm just starting. How am I ever going to be able to catch up? And I'm like, you don't have to catch up. It's about you being on your journey and allowing yourself to be guided by spirit and following the energy that spirit is offering you. And when we follow the energy of spirit, the universe, creation, whatever sacred title you give that being, you fold time. And spiritual tools in your toolbox folds time. For me, that's the Akashic Records, light language, crystals, all of those things, journaling, meditation, all of those tools fold time. It doesn't matter if you just started or if you've been on your journey for a long time. And then there's the opposite. This is what happens for some people that have been on their journey a long time. Oh, I've already done that. I know that. I've studied that. Did it work for you? Because if it did, you'd have a different relationship with it. If it didn't, why are you exploring it again? There's a reason why you're exploring it. The thing about spirituality, again, doesn't matter how long you've been on your journey, is that we stay curious. There are practical applications to any spiritual tool that you have in your toolbox for any age and any place you are on your journey. So let me say that slightly different. I took a meditation course from my very first teacher. She's no longer here. And I took that course in 2012. A couple years ago, I was guided to revisit that course, not because I already knew the answers. It was because I wanted to perceive the information from a different place on my journey. We are meant to restudy materials because our perception and our life experience from that point in time to this point in time has a lot of experience, and we get to see through a different lens. I call this the lens of love. When we see through the lens of love, we have an opportunity to apply knowledge and experiences that we've had along the way to understand that information. So I'll give you another example. With this teacher, I learned it was a meditation course. I tell this story because I think it's really funny, because when you hear like, it was a meditation course, and then I learned how to be a meditation teacher. Well, in this course, I learned how to like do exorcism and chakra balancing and hands-on healing and mediumship. Like, I learned a lot of stuff. It was much more than just a meditation teacher course. And if you're listening to this, I'm putting that in quotations. And the reason why I'm sharing the story is because part of that experience that I had was hands-on healing. And that part scared me to death, because I was being told, okay, just go and put your hands on someone. And there was much more information than that to it, but I was really scared. And so part of our journey in our awakening, in our spirituality, in our soul's evolution, is to find workarounds. And for me, that was a really scary part. And so Spirit, I just left it to Spirit. And I was like, I'm scared to do this. Find another way for me to do that. That's easier. That makes me feel comfortable doing it. And it wasn't very long after I set that intention, very unknowingly. It was something that I set in meditation that didn't sound as very clear and direct. I just was saying, like, I'm scared to do this, help. And I was talking with a friend, and this particular friend, I had off on Sundays back then. It was my only day off during the week. Weekend. And my husband and I, we were going to go water skiing. So I was talking to a friend and I was going to invite her. And she goes, oh no, I can't go. And I was like, well, what are you doing? My curiosity got really perked up because I was like, she's being a little like standoffish. What is this? And she goes, I'm doing something really weird. I'm like, oh, you can't weird me out. Cause I've been meditating for a while. I would have all these weird experiences. And I'm like, she can't weird me out. I'm like doing this course. Like, it's very weird. And she's like, well, I'm going to go get Reiki level 1 certified. Never heard of it. Didn't know what it was. Never experienced. But every ounce of my body and being said I had to go and do that. And I didn't care if it was going to upset my husband at the time that I was going to break our plans, because my heart was guiding me to this thing. And if you don't know what Reiki is, it's hands-on healings. It is a way for you to get certified and learn how to do hands-on healing. And that was my workaround. I trusted the universe would bring me someone, would help me with that, and I would have a different experience with it. And the reason why I'm sharing this today is because there's so many people out there that are attracted to things that one, the modality or the practice or whatever they're attracted to, there's parts that scare them. Good. And I'm going to say that again, good. Because those parts are the parts that are going to assist you in growing. And it doesn't matter if you've been on your journey forever or if you're just getting started. What matters is that you're following the energy that presents itself to you, and you say yes when your heart is saying yes, and you say no when your heart is saying no, because magical doors will open up when you do this. And you're going to be uncomfortable, and you're going to get upset along your journey. Just because it's spirituality doesn't mean it's all butterflies and rainbows. And I know that sometimes that is painted on social media that, like, oh, you have this like spiritual practice and it's so beautiful. Yes, there's parts that are really beautiful. And yes, there are parts that are really calm. And there are parts that are scary. There are parts that are gut-wrenching. The dark night of the soul is not for the faint of hearts. You are tearing away, breaking down false identities, false illusions of your reality. And you get an opportunity to meet parts of yourself that have been so shoved down, hidden in a corner, that have been hiding because of the past. And the past shapes the reality. And so the dark night of the soul is a part of your experience. And you have more than one dark night of the soul. And I'm sharing this today because no matter where you're at on your journey, you have to remember that you are going to be met where you are at if you're willing to do that. And so if you're being guided to do something, do it with an open mind, an open heart. And even if it's information you've heard before, how can you allow that information to land through a beginner's perspective? Because when you do that, you'll hear things differently. And for me, I'm constantly revisiting old materials, old teachings, because I want to perceive them in a different way. And I'm perceiving them as a beginner, but I'm also taking all of the knowledge and all of those experiences that I've had from that point until the present day. And that assists me in seeing the information in a more enriched and in-depth way as well. So if you are a beginner I want to encourage you to find communities that assist you in flourishing in your spirituality. And if you are guided to take a modality or to practice a practice, and your heart is saying yes, trust that. I know for me, when I was guided to find my first teacher, oh my Lord, I was so happy I did that. And it was probably the scariest thing I've ever done, because I had to admit to myself at that particular time, I was having really bad dreams. Like these dreams, I would be murdered or I would be killed or I would be fighting for my life in some way, shape or form. And I had to admit this and talk to my teacher about this, because it was the very thing that would allow me to free myself from that reality. And I wanted help. And that part is really scary. And it doesn't matter, again, if you've been on the journey for a while or you're just getting started, the desire for help is there. The desire for help is always there. It depends on what category of your life and how much assistance you need. But the moment you actually admit to yourself along the journey that you require help for this, things magically start to break open. And it's because you're hearing yourself for the first time, or maybe it's not the first time, but you're saying it slightly different. You're hearing yourself, you're hearing your voice, or you're noticing that desire for that change. And the moment you speak that into existence, however you speak it, the universe hears you and the teacher shows up, or the support system shows up. But you have to be willing to accept the support. If you've been on the journey for a while, watch, and this is again for my beginners too, because eventually you're going to do this, and we all do this, is notice your words. Oh, I've done that before. Oh, I know what that is. I know exactly what that works, how that works. Do you? Are you giving yourself permission to be a curious student so you can take the knowledge deeper? And that's the part I really want you to understand. It's taking the knowledge deeper so that you can integrate that knowledge in your life and have a more profound experience with it, or a profound experience for the first time. I know for me, the Akashic Records are my jam. Like, I love teaching the Akashic Records. And if you're interested in learning the Akashic Records, we have 50% going off right now on my Sacred Awakening program. You can go to sacredawakening.org, and you can sign up. You'll learn how to open the records for yourself and others. You can get certified or not get certified. Tons of bonuses as well. But for me, if I said, I know the Akashic Records, I've been teaching it forever, what I would miss out on is all the magic that happens, because the records are evolving just like us. And I would be doing my students a disservice if I just assume I knew everything about the Akashic Records, because I don't. Like, I know a lot, but the cool part is like every single time I teach Sacred Awakening, I learn something new. And it's not just one thing I learn. I learn many new things about the Akashic Records because they evolve just like us. And the key is you have to want to continue to evolve. Otherwise, you won't. So, all right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please make sure you like and subscribe and share this with a friend. I'll see you soon. Bye.